in her eyes, but she blinked them back. "Why did you do this?" He compressed his lips.
"I want to make up for what happened between us." Now she snatched her hand from his, her head shaking.
"You can't! This won't!"
He took her hand again and held it tight enough she couldn't pull it away. "But it's a start."
She stared at him, uncertainty flickering in her eyes. He released her hand and she leaned back in her chair. She picked up her glass and finished the liqueur. As soon as she put it down, he refilled it. "I'll have to work quickly," she said, her voice a little shaky. "They want 1,000 bottles?"
"Actually 2,000, for now. Then they want you to deliver another 1,000 within a month after that."
2,000 bottles? She stared at her hands, then nodded. "Okay, I'll get going on that."
She raised her gaze to his.
"I'll get it done."
"I know you will. And if there's anything I can do to help?"
She tipped her head. "You want to help mix nail polish and fill bottles?"
she asked, doubtfully. He laughed, but in fact the thought of spending countless hours working by her side, sleeves rolled up, helping her achieve her dream, held a certain appeal, especially the idea of being alone with her. "I'm happy to do that, but there are more efficient ways I could be of use, like supplying staff to help you get the work done."
She shook her head. "No, that would increase the expenses. I don't have enough upfront capital."
"It's not a problem if I pay for them."
She frowned. "Get this straight right now. I will not accept charity from you."
"Fair enough. But if I'm your partner, it's not charity."
"What? No, no way. You are not my partner."
He shrugged. "The only way to get the deal with Rapture is if I'm a partner. Françoise won't make a deal like this with an unknown entity. She knows me and knows if I'm involved, she has no worries about the product being delivered on time and being of the highest quality."
His heart ached at the disappointment etching her eyes. Her hands clenched around the armrests and she pushed herself to her feet. "Well, I should have known it was too good to be true." She started across the room. "Good night."
"River, wait. Are you really going to walk away from this deal for such a small thing?"
She spun around, glaring at him. "Small? Giving up control of my company to you?" He stood and walked toward her.
"Sweetheart, I'm not taking over your company."
"Don't call me sweetheart," she said through gritted teeth.
"I'll simply be an investor. You will control the company."
She planted her hands on her hips. "I don't believe you."
"Why would I want to run a nail polish company? Can't you just accept that I want to help you?
To pay me back for what you did? Well, that will never happen. It'll never be enough." She continued to the door.
"River, just think about it. We can meet again in a couple of days."
She hesitated, her hand on the doorknob.
"Don't let your dream slip away. Meet me at Hades on Tuesday evening."
Hades was a trendy uptown bar. The irony wasn't lost on him that she would feel she was making a deal with the devil. She sucked in a deep breath. "I'll think about it, but don't expect a yes."
"No worries there. I never know what to expect from you."
River got on the bus and took a seat near the middle doors. She stared out at the passing cars as the bus drove. Why? Why did it have to be him? At the memory of the embarrassment and humiliation he'd caused her so many years ago, heat rose to her cheeks. She'd been devastated. When he'd asked her out, she'd thought he'd actually been attracted to her. She'd definitely been attracted to him. But to him, the whole thing had just been nothing. She should have known. Right from the beginning, her best friend had warned her, but she'd thought Luann had just been overprotective, and maybe even a little jealous. River and Luann had both been those girls that nobody quite got. Quirky and a little too strange, certainly not someone the most eligible, attractive guy at school would be interested in. First year of college, spring semester. River stared at the symbols in her chemistry textbook, brushing back her hair as the breeze fluttered it across her face. The sun shone brightly on this warm spring afternoon. She'd rather be doing anything other than studying, but the final exam was tomorrow, and chemistry was her worst subject. She had to ace it to keep her scholarship. She breathed in deeply, the fragrance of the lilacs tempting her to sit back and enjoy the sight of the campus around her. For a while, a few guys had been playing frisbee on the grass beside her, but when a few of their friends joined them, they sat on the grass and chuckled, then talked low amongst themselves. She ignored them, keeping her gaze on her book. They were probably rating the girls walking by. She turned the page.
"Hey, studying for the exam tomorrow?"
She glanced up from her book to see Kane Winter standing.